It's a free country, so he says exactly what he wants. Here's Gruber.
As I wrote in some op-eds prior to the election of 2018, Gretchen Whitmer is far more to the left than she'd have had you believe. But clearly, early executive orders from the new governor show that her inclination to be far left is certainly the way she is intending to govern, at least thus far, especially when it comes to environmental justice warriors or blue-collar workers. That's a divide that has clearly gone to the environmental justice movement more than anything else. Jason Hayes joining me. He is the director of environmental policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jason, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Always a pleasure. Listen, you just wrote a nice op-ed about Whitmer and her Attorney General Dana Nessel, who's also a far-left, I think, activist is a fair way to put it. Based on what I have seen thus far, it's clearly accurate, because you look at the divide and you put it in very good terms. The difference between blue-collar workers and green activism, you said green continues to win over blue. Tell me about it.
Yeah, definitely, exactly. There's a clear priority for over, like you just said, green over blue, where, you know, you've got, and I kind of tried to touch on this at the end of the op-ed, that there's a lot of these arguments are based in this notion of sustainability, that, you know, we can do this because we want the world to be sustainable, or our society to be sustainable. But properly understood, sustainability is a three-legged stool, and it requires not only environment, but also economics and social. And if you pull one of the legs off a three-legged stool, the stool falls over. So when you focus only on one leg and expect that three-legged stool to stand up, it doesn't work.
Hey, clearly a problem. And these things that concern me most, Jason, one of these, water the United States. I mean, this was a bad idea for the EPA back in 2015. It would mean that people like me that have a small hobby farm will be under the thumb of the federal government when it comes to how I maintain a pond, even though it's not navigable, a drainage ditch that fills with water on occasion, mud puddles in my driveway. Now, people think that's far-fetched, but really it's not. This was an overreach of the federal government into places that did not belong, and an expansion of power, right? I mean, that's what it is. And yet Dana Nessel took us out of that because Michigan had sued the EPA saying that's not right. Here we are.
Yeah, and it was right and proper for the previous attorney general to enter into that lawsuit to get, it's called WOTUS, the Waters of the United States, the WOTUS rule stopped, because we even wrote something back, I believe it was in 2017 on our Michigan Capital Confidential site, that talked about how one of the guidance documents for this law actually called even hobby farmers like you, Steve, when they plowed their fields, they created mini mountains. So the top of a furrow was the top of a mountain. The bottom of the furrow, trench, was, I guess, the valley.
Oh, come on. I mean, that is so insane. It's so ignorant and insane, Jason. I mean, I can't even give that it doesn't even pass the stink test, not even for a child, for God's sake. Go on.
Yeah. But that's what they were trying to say, and that it was creating these microclimates and this sort of thing that...
Microclimates, right. I see. And that's so because snow stays in the cloud field.
That was how they were trying to link it all to the navigable waters. If there was, as what Justice Kennedy said in the Supreme Court ruling in Rapanos, that if there was a significant nexus to the navigable waters, then it was, you know, then it was part of all under the jurisdiction of the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA. And so they tried to do things like, well, you're creating a mini mountain range in your field, and so that provides the nexus. And like you said, intermittent streams, drainage ditches, you know, a borrow pit, something that you created.
Anything.
All of those become navigable waters.
Yeah, moisture on my brow, apparently. Yeah, moisture on my brow. And the other thing is this, which I don't understand. It's baffling to me, because along comes Enbridge, and it's odd to me that every news story just about out there in the media, Enbridge is somehow the villain. It's baffling to me. Here's a company that has large landowning holdings in Michigan, pays tremendous amounts of tax dollars to the state, works with the state, tries to deliver energy, does a fine job of it. It seems to be a pretty good partner with the state of Michigan, a good steward of the environment. And they said, listen, we'll spend $500 million, build an entire tunnel system, and replace Line 5. Even though Line 5 doesn't really appear to need replacement, we're going to do that anyway to make sure that you're comfortable with what's going. And they shoot that down as well. It's baffling to me. Right. Whitmer and Nestle shoot down a $500 million construction project that will protect energy transfer under the Straits of Mackinac for decades to come, and they attack it. How is that? How does that make any sense?
Correct. And there was even, like, from Marquette, a Democrat rep, Sarah Cambenzie, had actually included in the bill that passed, had gotten an amendment to the bill for it. It was PA 359. It's called the Line 5 bill. That was going to allow this tunnel to be built. She had even gotten in an amendment that would force Enbridge to use Michigan-based workers.
Which so they agreed to do.
Yeah, exactly. And the folks at Enbridge were saying, okay, good. We'll start the training. We'll start all of that. We'll start signing contracts and that sort of thing. And now that's all been put on hold because of this ruling on the constitutionality and then the executive order from the government that said basically any work that started on this needs to stop.
Yeah, you know, and so here's what I see. The pattern saying no to a reopening a prison facility in Ionia County, Red County, so we say no to them. Tuscola County, the mental hospital operation, $3 million spent. They stopped that. $500 million to be spent on creating a safe energy corridor under the Straits of Mackinac. No to that. It's just no across the board, especially to anybody on the red side of the ledger. You've got about 15 seconds for the last word, Jason.
Yeah, and it basically all goes to a difference in worldviews. They're operating in a worldview that is trying to decrease and stop any sort of human impact whatsoever. Whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. We need to minimize human impact. Where we're trying to work from a mindset that is improving human lives.
Jason Hayes, got to leave it right there, Director of Environmental Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.